Americans love their cars, but that love affair came with a big price, pollution. So laws were passed to make car manufacturers clean up their act. By the 1980s, our cars were running cleaner than ever. But Americans were also driving more cars than ever, more often, and for greater distances. By the late 1980s, many American cities were suffering from heavily contaminated air, caused in large part by car exhaust. Smog alerts were common in many urban areas, and pollution-related sicknesses climbed. Pressure by President Bush led Congress to pass a series of major amendments to the Clean Air Act in 1990 to cut down on pollution. One of the most controversial amendments was a requirement that gas used in the nation's dirtiest cities must contain oxygenates. An oxygenate is a fuel additive that increases the oxygen level during combustion. This means the gasoline will burn cleaner and emit less pollutants. Senate Minority Leader Thomas Daschle of South Dakota helped write that legislation.
The oxygen mandate was put in the bill in large measure because we felt that it was one of the best ways with which to clean up the air. It allowed for the opportunity to enhance octane at the same time, get better fuel performance through cleaner air.
Only two additives were practical as oxygenates, MTBE and ethanol. Ethanol is made primarily from corn, so farmers from the Midwest joined with a handful of powerful Midwestern senators to push for its use. MTBE, meanwhile, is a byproduct of the oil refining process. It had been used as a fuel additive on a limited basis since 1979 to enhance octane levels. Again, Thomas Daschle.
There were concerns about MTBE all the way back then, but the only way we could compromise adequately enough to ensure the ultimate passage of the Clean Air Act was MTBE's inclusion. The oil companies demanded it.
And the oil companies won. Not only was MTBE included, but Congress did not require the EPA to investigate the chemical's impact on the environment. Still, as MTBE's use grew, environmentalists say it quickly started to reduce air pollution. Blakeman Early is with the American Lung Association.
The most difficult element of this controversy is the fact that MTBE, from a perspective of reducing air pollution, has provided real air quality benefits. A report just released by the San Francisco Air Quality Management District has estimated that cancer risk in San Francisco is down 40%, largely as a result of reformulated gasoline using MTBE.
But those benefits to the air were eventually overshadowed by dangers to the water. Over the past few years, a number of cities reported MTBE contaminating their drinking water sources. And the EPA began to suspect that it was trading the gains in air quality for water degradation. Bob Pergiuseppe is director of the EPA's Office of Air and Radiation.
I think we have some clear examples, and Santa Monica, California is one, and there are some others around the country, where major leaks of gasoline into the environment without early detection have caused profound impacts on groundwater resources.
Although MTBE is one of the least toxic constituents of gasoline, it's still listed as a potential human carcinogen, and it travels very quickly in water. So when a gasoline tank leaks, MTBE is usually the first ingredient to reach the groundwater. Bob Pergiuseppe says that EPA knew about MTBE's migration trends, but he says they didn't think it would cause major problems. Now MTBE is turning up in groundwater all over the country, even in areas where it hasn't been widely used. State regulators in Minnesota chose to use ethanol in that state's gasoline, but when they tested the groundwater where tanks had leaked, 20% of the leaks were found to contain MTBE. Catherine Carlson is with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. She says Minnesota's experience should be a warning to other states.
I would be concerned if I had a state where people were saying there's no MTBE in the groundwater. This stuff crosses interstate lines. There's times when it was used in the past, even if it isn't used today in certain states. So I think that if you sample for it, you'll probably find it in any state in the nation.
Because of problems like this, the EPA has recommended banning MTBE, and Congress is now weighing a number of options. Senator Daschle says that policymakers should be more thorough this time around. He says the MTBE situation has taught Congress a valuable lesson.
The most important thing is that we make sure that on occasions like this in the future that we do require that there be a clear appreciation of both the pluses and minuses. minuses of fuels as they are being brought into the market. And I don't think that we did adequate testing and evaluation of MTBE. And, of course, now we know the result.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Howell.